there's no single cause that they can find or that they're willing to tell us that they found. It's genetic. It could be environment. It could be a combination of both. That's kind of what I believe. You know, that's sometimes a very sensitive subject around the autism community because everybody that lives with it, you know, and has seen that happen to their children in different ways has a belief, and rightly so, you know. They lived it. It's hard to dispute with them, but the scientific community has not come out with a single thing yet.